Welcome to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're just getting underway, and the first pitch to leadoff batter Tepe is in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses down low by Hiroshima's Roman, I believe. Actually, we're at Kurashiki this evening. Next offering to Tepe, batting 354. No home run, 7 RBIs. Is in there, or just misses outside for ball two. And the fourth pitch is grounded to the shortstop, who bobbles the ball, picks it up, and has no play. E6. The Eagles getting their leadoff runner on. I'm kind of late getting set up this evening, so please bear with me. Second batter showing bunt all the way. He lays down the first pitch, hits the front of the home plate, and goes foul. Played in foul territory by the catcher. Takahashi is the batter. Showing bunt all the way again. And the second offering bunted toward the first base side of the pitcher's mound. Pitcher up with the ball, throws the first in time, and the sacrifice is successful, moving Tepe to second base. For the Hiroshima Toyo Carp, it's Romano on the mound. So Takahashi succeeds with the sacrifice bunt, moving Tepe over on the second pitch. And that'll bring up Isobe. Runner at second base and one out. We're in the top of the first inning. The first offering to Isobe misses up and away, ball one. The second offering in there for a called strike one. We're at a third-party stadium this evening, Kurashiki. Romano turns and fakes a throw to second base with the shortstop covering. Tepe back in. Romano on the mound for Hiroshima. The third offering to Isobe misses high and inside for ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. Fernandez is on deck. The fourth offering misses low and away, bringing the count to one strike, three balls. Romano showing a lot of red stocking. Doesn't appear to have any stirrups. The one strike, three ball pitch catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. That brings the count full. Isobe having yet to swing the bat. Nomano shakes off a sign, says yes, comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Not quite out of play. That's a lot of foul territory there. Ball landing just in front of the third base dugout. Nomano comes set again and turns towards second. Nobody covering. No throw. The Shobu pitch again. Swung on and fouled off toward the third base dugout. Count remains full. A throw over to second base this time. Ball almost gets away from the shortstop. But he makes a good grab. Keeping the ball from going to the outfield. Tepe was back in plenty of time. He can take another step. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side this time. Isobe finally got around on the ball, but around a little too far. Shobu pitch again, swung on a grounder to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to first in time for the second out of the inning. Tepe moves over to third on the ground out. And that'll bring up Fernandez. Fernandez stands in, and the first offering knocks him down. Little high and tight there. First pitch high and tight. Can we expect the second one low and away? The second offering over the middle of the plate. Fernandez swings and fouls the ball off to the third base dugout. Evening the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and lifted to the right side and deep, and before you know it, that ball is gone! Haita! Home run! Fernandez hits a line drive home run to right. It was just a fly ball. Romano is complaining about something there. I'm not exactly sure what Romano is upset about. Davey has come out of the dugout. Davey Kantoku? And the umpires are meeting. I'm not exactly sure what was wrong with that home run. Did an umpire call time? Davey Kantoku is out there waiting for the umpires to finish their conference. Ah, I think they're arguing that the ball was to the right of the foul pole. Yes, on the replay, Romano is signaling that the ball was foul. The catcher also thought the ball was foul. The umpires have all gathered, and the umpire signals that it was a home run. The umpires conferred, and they came to the agreement that it was a home run. The television announcers now are discussing about all the trouble that there's been with the umpiring crews. And that perhaps one solution would be to add umpires. Nomura Kantoku in the third base dugout looks like he thought the ball was foul. He's motioning with his hands, going past the foul pole on one side and then the other. One hand representing the foul pole. Brown Kantoku still out there arguing the call. I think I said Davey Kantoku earlier. Brown Kantoku. It looks like the fans beyond the fence are shouting something. I don't know if they're trying to help the umpiring crew or not. Unfortunately, the angle from which we can see it isn't very useful. Once again, we're being shown the replay. And the ball approaching the foul pole. And I can't see. Nonetheless, Brown Kantoku is still arguing the call. Brown Kantoku still arguing his point that the ball was to the right of the right field foul pole. But it doesn't appear that he's going to convince anybody. And now Brown Kantoku is heading back to the dugout without throwing any bases. The home plate umpire is announcing to the crowd that Brown Kantoku was appealing the play, but it's been ruled a home run. Brown Kantoku is still shouting out there that he disagrees very strongly with the call. Nonetheless, the home run stands. The Eagles go up by a score of 2-0. And that brings up Rick Short. Short takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering, grounded back up the middle. Shortstop plays the ball just behind and to the left of the second base bag. Throws to first in plenty of time for out number three. But not before the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles get on the board with a two-run controversial home run by Fernandez. After half an inning, the score is 2-0. Welcome back to Kurashiki Stadium. Sorry. That's a bit of a tongue twister for me. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles take a 2-0 lead in the first. That brings up the home, Hiroshima Toyo Carp. They'll be sending up Higashide, Soyogi, and Shima. They'll be facing Ichiba. Thrown 12 games, 3-6 record so far this season. Ichiba's first pitch misses down low to Higashide for ball one. Higashide batting .315 on the season. The second pitch is lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in a step, then runs back and toward right field where he makes the catch on the run for out number one. That'll bring up Soyogi. So you'll be playing shortstop this evening. Batting .274, 4 home runs, 16 RBIs on the season. The first offering by Ichiba just misses outside for ball one. The second offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. And the third pitch misses low, ball three. Three straight balls to Soyogi. The no strike three ball pitch in there at the knees for a called strike one. Fifth offering, in there for a called strike two. And after three straight balls, two strikes brings the count full. The Shobu pitch swung on and hit right back toward Ichiba, goes through his legs, past second base and into center field. Comebacker right up the middle for a base hit. That'll bring up right fielder Shima. Also known as Akagojira. Batting 278 on the year, 10 home runs, 33 RBIs. The first offering to Shiba swung on and fouled back and out of play. Second offering misses up high. That evens the count at 1-1. Ichiba on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Shima at the plate. Runner at first base, one away here in the bottom of the first inning. Hiroshima trails by a score of 2-0. Shiba's third offering swung on and lifted toward right center field. One bound, two bound. Soyogi round second, heads into third, standing up. And Shima has a single to right. So, back-to-back base hits here in the bottom of the first inning. Threaten the Eagles' early lead. Shima reached out and managed to pull the ball to right field for a base hit. That'll bring up number four batting, third baseman, Arai. First offering to Arai misses low and away for ball one. The second offering swung on and lifted deep to left center. Both the left fielder and center fielder are over there. That's going to be deep enough to score Soyogi from third. And Homin, nice sacrifice fly to center fielder by Adai, puts the Carp on the board. So now with two down, Shima at first base. That'll bring up Kurihara, Carp first baseman. Eagles score two, give up one here in the first inning. Kurihara batting 304 on the year, 10 home runs, 39 RBIs. Stands in. The first offering misses outside by Ichiba, ball one. The second offering swung on and missed, evening the count at 1-1. A throw over to first base, and Shima is back diving in. The third offering just misses outside. Not exactly sure where it missed. Ball two. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off Kurihara's foot, evening the count at 2-2. Throw over to first base. Shima is back. Kurihara at the plate. Runner at first base. Two down. One run in so far for Hiroshima. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. So that retires the Carp in the bottom of the first inning. They come up with one run, cutting the Eagles' lead in half. And after one complete, the score is Hiroshima 1, Eagles 2. welcome back to Muscat Stadium in Kurashiki. Romano on the mound for Hiroshima. First batter this inning will be Makita, who swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side and out of play. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two quick strikes on Makita. And the third offering. Romano comes in there. Makita swings, fouling the ball off to the right side. First baseman, right fielder, and second baseman all give chase. And Kurihara slides toward the fence, but does not come up with the ball. A long foul ball up the right field side. The second offering hits the batter. Ooh, that hit Makita in the helmet, in the back of the head. Ooh, Makita is down on the ground. And the umpires are going to confer to see what should be done about Romano. The home plate umpire, after conferring with the umpires, is now walking over toward the first base dugout to have a word with Brown Kantoku. Brown Kantoku already has shown he's not very excited about this umpiring crew. Brown Kantoku and the home plate umpire are now having a short conversation. Makita is still on the ground in the batter's box, and they're carrying him off the field on a stretcher. And yes, it is ruled a dangerous pitch. And Romano is being ejected from the game. Now Brown Kantoku is having a word with Nomura Kantoku. So we're going to have a pitching change. And after that, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The date is June 9, 2006. The teams, Toho Kodokan Golden Eagles versus the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. Starting pitcher Romano went 1-plus innings before hitting the leadoff batter Makita here in the top of the second. He hit Makita in the back of the head. Makita was taken off of the field on a stretcher and has been transferred to an ambulance where he's being brought to a local hospital to have his head examined in the physical way, not the mental way. And Brown Kantoku has gone with Feliciano as the second pitcher, taking Romano's place. Feliciano given plenty of time to warm up, having to come in cold. Nobody expected anybody to be coming in this early in the game. Nonetheless, that'll bring up number 7 batter, batting second this inning, Shiokawa. Feliciano throws over to first base. Pinch runner Sekikawa dives back in. And Shiokawa bunts the ball up the first base line. Pitcher Feliciano fields the ball, throws to first. The sacrifice is successful. And that'll bring up number 8 batting, catcher Fuji. Feliciano comes set. The first offering in the dirt outside. Ball one. Runner at second base. One out. Here in the top of the second inning for the Eagles. This is Feliciano's fourth appearance of the season. Second pitch misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to catcher Fuji. The next pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Fuji looking like he's waiting for a strike. Feliciano shakes off the sign, then says yes, come set. One strike, two ball pitch, but he steps off the rubber. Now the 1-2 pitch, low and away, but Fuji swinging weakly at the ball. His arm's going to have to grow quite a bit to reach that one. The 2-2 pitch, low and away. Fuji holding up this time. And the count's full. Shobu pitch, misses down low, ball four. That puts runners at first and second with one out. And pitcher Ichiba coming up to the plate. Ichiba, 0 for 3 on the season, one strikeout. A turn and throw over to second base. Touched just not in time on Sekikawa. Ichiba takes in the sign from third base coach. Stands in. Feliciano comes set. And the first pitch to Ichiba in there for a called strike one. Ichiba not showing bunt. Ichiba has the sign again from the third base coach. He's not showing bunt as Feliciano comes set. And Feliciano steps off the rubber again. Very concerned about the runner Sekikawa at second base. Fuji at first. And Feliciano turns and motions a throw toward second base. Shortstop not covering. The second offering, and he squares and bunts the ball toward the third base side. Feliciano comes up, has the second base runner dead left to right at third base, but instead turns and throws to first after pumping once. He just barely does get Ichiba at first. Oh, this was completely blown play by Feliciano. Hiroshima should have had the force out at third base and maybe even a double play on Ichiba. We'll see if that comes back to haunt him. We're back up to the top of the order in Tepe. Tepe reached on an error his first at bat. Takes ball one here. Runners at second and third now, two down. Number one, left fielder Tepe at the plate, takes the next pitch high and away, ball two. Feliciano's third offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The Eagles leading this one by a score of 2-1. The next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side, evening the count at 2-2. For the Eagles, they scored both their runs on a two-run home run by Fernandez, which most of the carp thought was a foul ball. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2 to number one batting Tepe. Feliciano has his sign. Come set. The 2-2 pitch misses down low. Ball three. Two strikes, three balls the count. Brown Kondoku not looking very happy in the first base dugout. Feliciano should have had that out at third base. He pumped a throw there. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted deep to right field, and it just gets over Shima. One bound to the wall, one run in, two runs in, and Tepe heads all the way to third base, a bases clearing triple by Tepe to right. Doubles the Eagles' score. Eagles now up by a score of 4-1. That'll bring up second baseman Takahashi. No, not Takahashi, Takasu. After missing with the first pitch, Kuda goes out to have a word with his pitcher. Second offering to Takasu, swung on and lifted toward center field. Center fielder goes back, but in front of the warning track, pulls the ball in for out number three. But not before the Eagles double their score, scoring two runs due to a hit batsman, which ejected Romano as it hit him in the back of the head. A base on balls, a couple of sacrifices, and a bases clearing triple by Tepe. At the end of 1.5 now, the Eagles take a 4-1 lead. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Morikasa leads off the bottom of the second inning for the Carp. Taking strike one, fouling strike two off, and taking ball one low and inside. The third offering swung on and grounded to the second baseman, who's up with the ball. Throws easily to first for out number one. Things are simply not going the Carp way this evening. That'll bring up number seven batting, Kuda. Hiroshima's catcher. He takes first pitch for ball one. Second pitch also misses. Two quick balls to Kuda. The third offering swung on and lifted to center field. The center fielder comes in calling for the ball and camps under it and makes the catch for out number two. So that'll bring up center fielder Amaya. 0 for 6 on the season, 2 strikeouts in that. The first offering swung on and missed by Amaya. Strike 1. Second offering, swung on a miss, strike two. We've been playing ball for just an hour right now. Third offering in the dirt. Taken for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count with two down. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Hiroshima trailing 1-4. The fourth pitch misses up and away, ball two, 2-2 the count. The fifth pitch, down low but swung on and missed, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Ichiba this evening, and the third out of the inning. So, the Carp go down in order in the second. And, after two complete, trail this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. Sun just starting to set. Beautiful blue sky. A almost full moon. And the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lead this one by a score of 4-1, going to the top of the third. Feliciano this inning will be facing Isobe, Fernandez, and Rick. And the first pitch to Isobe is in there for a called strike one. Second offering swung on and lined into right field. One bound, two bound. And the right fielder fields the ball. Isobe rounds first and holds with a base hit to right. So the leadoff batter is on for the Eagles here in the third inning. That'll bring up first baseman Fernandez. Fernandez homered his first at bat in the first inning. The first pitch to Fernandez catches the inside corner for a called strike one. The home run in the first. Brown Kontoku. And most of the carp argued was a foul ball. To no avail. Second offering misses way outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The second offering, slider low and away, swung on a miss, strike two. Oh, that was a good pitch. That was over the outside part of the plate. Two strikes, one ball to count to Fernandez. And Fernandez swaps at some bugs after calling time. The fourth offering misses down low, evening the count at 2-2. Isobe at first base, nobody out. We're in the top of the third inning. Eagles leading by a score of 4-1. The 2-2 pitch just misses inside. Maybe a tad low. Just giddy there. That brings the count full to Fernandez. Feliciano shakes off the sign. Thumb set. And the Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off. Back behind the catcher. Fernandez just getting a little piece of the ball. Luciano comes set. Shobu pitch again. Swung on a grounder to the left side. Third baseman up with the ball. Throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. 5-4-3. Double play. Yep, erasing the base runner, and bringing the out count to two. That'll bring up third baseman Rick Short. First offering, misses low and away. Ball one. Short batting .338 on the season. No home runs. Second offering, swung on and missed. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. A one strike, two ball pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman gives chase, but this one will go into the stands. And the count is even at 2-2. Two out and nobody on now. Here in the top of the third inning. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. And out of play. As the whistles blow, warning the fans of the incoming ball. If you're tuning in live, I invite you to call in via Skype. Next offering, misses low and away, ball three. Full count to Rick Short. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me on Skype at ProYakuLive. All one word. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike three, and the side is retired. So, the Hawks here in the third inning have a leadoff base hit. Double play by Fernandez erases the runner, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. For the first time tonight, going to the bottom of the third inning, the Eagles continue to lead this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. The Carp will be sending up the pitcher spot, which is Feliciano at the moment. Then Higashide and Soyogi. Numbers 1 and 2 batters to follow. And Feliciano will bat for himself. Takes first pitch by Ichiba on the outside corner for a called strike one. Feliciano is 0-0 on the season. Second offering, a weak swing and a miss for strike two. Feliciano, the second pitcher of record. Next offering, and Feliciano checks his swing. Appeal to first base, confirms. Romano had started the game, but hit batter Makida in the back of the head and being ejected for the dangerous pitch. Fourth offering, misses for ball two. 2-2 the count to the opposing pitcher. Third offering, misses low, ball three, and Ichiba, after two quick strikes, throws three balls to the opposing pitcher to bring the count full. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop waits for the high bounder to come down and throws out Feliciano for out number one. That brings us back to the top of the order. In second baseman, Higashide. Batting 314 on the year. No home runs, 6 RBIs. In other games, the Oryx Buffaloes lead Yokohama Bay Stars at Yokohama in the fourth inning by a score of 2-0. Higashide fouls off the first pitch to the left side. Strike one. Chunichi and Nippon Ham are knotted at zeros at Nagoya Dome in the bottom of the third. The next offering is bunted foul by Higashide. Two quick strikes. Hanshin leads Seibu at Koshien Stadium by a score of 1-0. They're in the bottom of the third inning there. Third pitch by Ichiba misses way up high. Taken for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Lotte leads the Giants at Chiba Marine Stadium by a score of 1-0, also in the bottom of the third. Next offering, swung on, grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number two. And that'll bring up Soyogi, who had a base hit up the middle his first at bat. The Yakult Swallows lead the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka by a score of 3-2. They're in the top of the third there. Ichiba's first pitch to Soyogi misses down low, ball one. Second offering over the outside part of the plate evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering by Ichiba, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman takes a step forward, fields the ball, throws to first in plenty of time, and the side is retired. So it's 2-1-2-3 innings for the Carp here at Kurashiki's Muscat Stadium. At the end of three complete now, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles continue to lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth inning, where the Eagles will be sending up Sekigawa, Shiokawa, and Fuji. Sekigawa came in as a pinch runner for Makita after Makita was hit in the back of the head. Makita started off as a center fielder. Tepe has moved from left to center. And Sekigawa is in left. The first pitch to Sekigawa misses low and inside, ball one. The second offering misses high and away. Good reach by catcher Kuda to grab the ball. The third offering misses low and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. So does Sekigawa have the green light on 0-3? No. Ball over there for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Probably better he didn't swing anyway. The fifth offering. That one's down the middle. Swung on and lifted to left field. Left center field. Left fielder over. Center fielder coming over, but it's the left fielder calling for the ball. And making the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Shiokawa. Shiokawa sacrificed his first at bat. 2-for-7 on the season, a .286 average. First pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One strike. Nomura Kantoku trying to find somebody who will hit the ball in the lineup. He hadn't had such a problem tonight. But his team is seriously lacking in runs scored. Next pitch swung on and missed, strike two. So players like Shiokawa are coming in. Given a chance. The third offering. Feliciano comes right in there. Ball. A one hopper to second baseman. Who throws to first. For the second out. Second baseman Higashide making a good play on that short hop. And that'll bring up Fuji, batting .189 on the season. One home run, 13 RBIs. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds it to the left side. Third baseman jumps up, makes the catch on the one high bound. Throws to first in time for out number three. And the Eagles go down in order for the second inning in a row. After 3.5 now, the Eagles continue to lead this one. By a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hiroshima Carp in the bottom of the fourth will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters. Shima, Arai, and Kurihara. They'll be facing Eagles starting pitcher Ichiba. Ichiba gave up a couple of hits in the first inning and a sacrifice fly for the lone Hiroshima run, but has shut the Carp down since then. Shima had a base hit his first at bat. Base hit to right. Shima stands in, and the first offering is in there at the knees on the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering, one bounder. Good grab by catcher Fuji. Half bailing out of there. Managed to grab the ball. Third offering misses just a little high. One strike, two balls to count to Akagojira. Fourth pitch, swung on a grounder to the left side. Third baseman comes in, throws to first, and pulls Fernandez off the bag. But Fernandez sweeps his glove around and tags Shima as he passes. Good play by Fernandez at first base there. Being pulled off the bag and still catching the ball and touching Shima as he goes by. And it looks like Fernandez might be hurt. Trainer has gone out to have a word with Fernandez. Fernandez looks like he's in a great deal of pain. Did he jam something as Shima came by? Nomura Kantoku coming out of the third base dugout to find out what's going on. It looks like Fernandez is holding his wrist. Now he's opening and clenching his left hand. That would be his glove hand, which would have perhaps been jammed. Twisted. As Shima came by, Fernandez caught the ball, had his glove in front of Shima, who hit the glove, basically, and pulled Fernandez's wrist back. Fernandez looks like he's still in quite a bit of pain there, but he's staying in. So we have one out. Number four batter, Arai, at the plate. Ichiba's first pitch in there for a called strike one. Batting 252 on the season. Arai grounds the next ball to the third base dugout for strike two. So Ichiba, working quickly on the mound. Two quick strikes on the batter. The third offering, strike three called on the outside corner. Nice pitch by Ichiba. So often you see a waste pitch there, but Ichiba threw a nice slider coming from the outside in, just catching the corner. that'll bring up Kurihara. Kurihara struck out swinging his first at bat. And he swings at the first pitch, and it's the shortstop making a diving grab at the line drive coming towards second base. And it's three up, three down again. That's three innings in a row for Ichiba against the Carp. And after four complete now, Ichiba's Eagles lead this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hiroshima Carp has their second pitcher on the mound. Feliciano came in the second inning. After Romano hit Makida in the back of the head, being ejected. Sky is starting to turn purple here at Muscat Stadium in Kadishiki. Ichiba leads off the inning, taking the first pitch all the way. Up high and away, ball one. Next offering catches the, well, right over the inside part of the plate. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third offering called strike two over the outside corner. Ichiba 0-3 on the season. Next offering misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Ichiba hit a sacrifice bunt, his first at bat. The next offering swung on and grounded to the second baseman. Up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number one. Not a bad hit for a pitcher who never bats. Nonetheless, that'll bring us back to the top of the order in Tepe. Tepe reached on an error his first at bat, then tripled in two runs in the second. Takes first pitch by Feliciano here, out in the way for ball one. Tepe has hit safely in his last 10 games now. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Tepe squares showing bunt, takes the ball for strike one. The fourth offering misses inside. Ball three, one strike, three balls the count. To Tepe. We have one out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. Next offering swung on and hit deep to center field. Center fielder going back. Ball goes over his head. One bounds, hits fence. The ball comes back down. Tepe is at second base, going for third. He slides in front of the throw. Safe! Tepe has his second triple of the night. It looks like he hit the bag hard when he slid into it there. I do hope he's all right. Ball went over the center fielder's head. Center fielder slammed into the wall. The ball bounced back. Tepe was actually slowing down when he was approaching second base, but after seeing that the ball got a little bit away from the center fielder, he took off for third for his second triple of the night. Nice base running by Tepe there. That'll bring up second baseman Takasu. Takasu takes first pitch up high. Takasu batting .295 on the season. No home runs, 16 RBIs. Takasu sacrificed his first at bat in the first. And flew out to center field. His second at bat. Next offering called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Or actually, Takasu failed to hold up there. 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball to count. The fourth offering swung on and hit back up the middle. Feliciano tries to grab the ball as it goes over his head, over the second base bag, and into center field for a base hit. Tepe trots on home with the Eagles' fifth run of the evening. And they take a four-run lead. So Takasu gets his first hit of the evening, and an RBI, and that'll bring up right fielder Isobe. Runner at first now, one out. One run in so far. First offering to Isobe is swung on and lifted to right field, one bound in front of Shima. Takasu round second, heads into third base. The throw back into the cutoff man. And three hits in a row here for the Eagles against Feliciano. That was a hit and run there, which brought Takasu to third base so quickly. Takasu considered coming home. So runners at the corners now. First baseman Fernandez at the plate. Fernandez batting .321. 14 home runs, 39 RBIs on the season. Coming over to Ducton from the Cebu Lions, where he'd been the last couple of years. Fernandez comes set. First offering just misses outside. Very close pitch. Taken for ball one. Feliciano trying to nibble the corners. Just misses. Second offering comes over the inside part of the plate, swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder goes back in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Takasu at third base touches up and comes on home. It's a sacrifice fly for Fernandez. For the second out of the inning, Fernandez's third RBI of the night. And that's the second run of the inning. Putting the Eagles up by 5 runs. Score of 6-1. That'll bring up Rick Short, who takes first pitch up and away, ball one. Feliciano's next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering, and Rick fails to hold up. First base umpire lifting his arms, saying it's strike two. Woodix have increased their lead over Yokohama to 4-0 at Yokohama Stadium. They're in the top of the sixth there. Fourth offering, one bounder, saved by Kuda, evening the count at 2-2. Nippon Ham and Chunichi still tied at 0-0. They're in the top of the fifth at Nagoya Dome. Hanshin leads the Lions by a score of 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning at Koshien Kyujo. Lotte takes a 3-1 lead over the Giants. They're in the bottom of the fourth at Chiba Marine Stadium. Feliciano takes a little bit too long. Rick steps out. Count 2-2. Runner at first base. Two down. Top of the fifth inning. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Ball goes foul before being picked up by the right fielder Shima. And Yakult leads the SoftBank Hawks by a score of 3-2 at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka. They're in the top of the fifth there. Here at Muscat Stadium, the Eagles lead the Carp by a score of 6-1. Feliciano's next pitch misses down low. Ball three. The count goes full yet again. Feliciano's thrown an awful lot of full count pitches this evening. Feliciano comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded right back to Feliciano. It bounces, the ball bounces off of Feliciano toward the shortstop. Shortstop fields the ball, throws to first, not in time. That'll be an infield base hit off of the pitcher. And the trainer goes out to have a word, make sure that Feliciano is okay. It looks like the ball hit off the side of his rump. You can get a bad Charlie horse right about there. And Feliciano takes a couple of pitches to show that he's okay. And he'll stay in there. And Sekikoa comes up next. Sekikoa came into the game after Makida was hit in the back of the head, taken off the field on a stretcher and to a local hospital by ambulance. First pitch to Sekigawa, swung on and hit the other way to left field. Left fielder going towards center field, almost overruns the ball, has to go back as the ball is slicing toward left, but comes up with the ball to retire the side. But not before the Eagles add another couple of runs on Tepe's second triple of the night. A base hit and sacrifice fly. Going to the bottom of the fifth, the Eagles now have a commanding 6-1 lead. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Eagles leading this one by a score of 6-1 after 4.5 innings. Ichiba, after giving up a couple of hits in the first and a run, has done a great job shutting down the Carp. As it gets dark here at Muscat Stadium, you can see the full moon large in the sky. Just one little shiver or sliver still missing from the moon. Ichiba's first offering to Morikasa is lined over the head of the right fielder off the right field fence. And as the ball comes back in, Morikasa is standing on second with a leadoff double. So the Carps' first hit since the first inning. First base runner since the first inning. As Ichiba has not given up a walk. And we'll see what the Carp can do with it. That'll bring up catcher Kuda. Batting 244 on the season, one home run, five RBIs. first offering in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Tepe comes in, makes a catch while doing a little jump for out number one. That'll bring up Amaya, Carp center fielder. He's 0-7 on the season, with 3 strikeouts, including 1 tonight, as he struck out swinging to retire the side in the second. A throw over to second base, and Morikasa back just in time. The first pitch is bunted up in the air to the left side, but the ball bounces in and foul before the third baseman can get to it. It looked like Amaya was trying for a safety bunt there, squaring at the last second. One strike, no balls to count. Outfield bleachers here at Muscat Stadium full, but very sparse on the fans in the infield. Second offering swung on and missed by Amaya. 2 strikes, no balls to count. Ichiba's third offering in the dirt, blocked well by Fuji to keep the runner from advancing. If Ichiba can get out of this inning, which it looks like he has a very good chance of doing, it'll be the first time in a long time he's had a winning ball game going after 5. Amaya hits a check swing foul ball to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Ichiba's next offering called, strike 3 on the outside corner. That's the second out of the 5th inning. And this will bring up the pitcher spot. Suenaga announced as a pinch hitter, batting 353. Runner at second base, 2 down. First pitch taken on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike two. Do we have Sankyu Shobu? No! A one-bounder. Another very nice block by Fuji, putting his body in front of the ball. And holding Morikasa to second base. Suenaga celebrating his 25th birthday this evening with pinch hit appearance. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman comes over, fields the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number three. So the Carp have a leadoff double, but strand him at second. At the end of five complete now, the Eagles lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Oyamada comes in to pitch for the Hiroshima Carp. He'll be facing the bottom of the Eagles order, numbers 7, 8, and 9, Shiokawa, Fuji, and Ichiba. The first pitch by Oyamada is swung on by Shiokawa, and Shiokawa shatters his bat as the ball goes foul just outside the first base bag. Strike one. Shiokawa has to go get another bat. And the clock strikes 8. We're now 2 hours into this game. We only had finished about 1.5 innings after the first hour. Game pace has picked up greatly since then. Next pitch called, strike 2 on the inside corner. Third pitch, and it's in there for a called strike 3. Shiokawa may have even gone around as he checked his swing, but the home plate umpire didn't wait for the call. Nice three-pitch sunshine by Oyamada. That'll bring up catcher Fuji. Oyamada so far this season has only had one appearance, has a 27 ERA. Fuji batting 187 on the year. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Second offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1. Second offering misses low and away, ball two, or third offering rather. One strike, two balls to count. And the fourth pitch swung on and grounded to the third base coach to even the count at 2-2. Fifth pitch misses high and tight. Ball three. And Oyamada quickly goes full count on his second batter. Next offering fouled off and away to the right side. Count remains full. The Shoba pitch swung on, fouled off to the right side, and out of play. Count remains full. Shoba pitch again, low and away, but swung on and missed. Strike three. Oyamada has Fuji completely fooled on that pitch. And two quick strikeouts by Oyamada here in the top of the sixth. That pitch was way outside. That brings up opposing pitcher Ichiba, who's way back in the back of the batter's box. Takes first pitch for ball one. Swings and misses the second pitch for strike one. Third offering misses inside. Ball two. Next pitch. Called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Ichiba standing too far away to be able to reach that one. And the next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So, Oyamada comes in and strikes out the order. In the sixth, going to the bottom of the sixth, the Eagles continue to lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hiroshima Carp will be sending up the top of their order here in the bottom of the sixth. Higashide, Soyogi, and Shima. Carp trailing by a score of 6-1. Ichiba throwing very well this evening. First time in quite a while that he's got the winning kingen. Nandake. His pitcher of record on the winning side. That's it. First pitch to Higashide in the dirt. And inside for ball one. Higashide so far tonight has flown out to center and grounded out to second. Takes the next pitch for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Third offering, misses low and inside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Some action in the Eagles bullpen. Next offering, grounded between first and the second baseman, Takasu, makes a great play getting over there. Fielding the ball, throwing it to first, making it look easy. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Higashide grounds out to second baseman. That brings up Soyogi, who swings at the first pitch, lifting it to center field. Left center has him fielded perfectly, doesn't need to make a single step to take it in for out number two. So five pitches and two outs for Ichiba here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Shima, batting 280, 10 home runs and 33 RBIs on the season. He had a base hit to right his first at bat and grounded out to third to second. First pitch misses just outside, ball one. Elsewhere in interleague play, Yokohama trailing Odix by a score of 5-0 at Yokohama Stadium. The next offering, Mrs. Low Ball 2. No strikes, two balls to Shima. Chunichi and Nippon Ham still knotted at zeros at Nagoya Dome. They're in the top of the sixth. Next offering in there for a called strike one to Shima. Sabu is tied it up at Koshi and Kyujo. 1-1 in the top of the sixth. Next offering misses inside ball 3. One strike, three balls to count. Ichiba has not given up a walk yet tonight, but he does here. Shima takes the next pitch low and away, and that's the first base on balls given up by Ichiba tonight. Lotte leading the Giants by a score of 3-2 after 5 complete. Actually, 5.5. Lotte batting in the bottom of the sixth at Chiba Marine Stadium. And Yakult leading the SoftBank Hawks by a score of 3-2 at Yahoo Dome. They're also in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Arai in the dirt and outside, ball one. Ichiba's throwing a lot of pitches in the dirt. Arai batting 251, 9 home runs, 29 RBIs on the season. He sacrificed his first at bat and struck out looking his second. Second offering by Ichiba catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Score here at Muscat Stadium, if you're just joining us, is 6-1 in favor of the Eagles. Hiroshima batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's two down, runner at first base. Arai at the plate. Third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering, and the ball's in the dirt. Arai checks his swing. An appeal to the first base umpire says no, he held up, but I'm not really sure about that. So Ichiba, before we do a 2-2 pitch, throws the ball over to first base. Shima back standing up. The fifth offering just misses up high. Ball three, full count. To Arai. That's just the second full count pitch for Ichiba tonight. The Shobu pitch swung on and lined to left field. One bound, two bound. That ball's going to the wall. Shima around second, comes to third, is being waved around third base. The throw in is just not in time. Shima scores from first base on an RBI double to left by Arai. Good base running by Shima, who looked like he might be tired out there. He comes around third and into home like a steaming locomotive. So, the one base on balls that Ichiba gives up comes back to haunt him as Shima scores on the double to left. That brings up Kurihara. Kurihara has struck out swinging and lined to short. A great grab by the shortstop. A diving grab by the shortstop. That ended the fourth inning. First pitch to Kurihara. Swung on a miss. Strike one. Second offering misses inside. Kurihara pulls back. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss, strike two. With runners on, Kurihara has 8 home runs. With nobody on, he has 2 home runs on the season. Average also much higher with runners on base. As there's a runner on second now, but next offering up high, swung on and missed, strike three. So Kurihara doesn't come through this time. But Hiroshima did get one run on a walk and a double. And after 6 complete now, cut the Eagles' lead to 4 as they trail by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the Eagles' Lucky 7. They'll be sending up the top of the order in Teppe, Takasu, and Isobe. Teppe has reached base all 3 times. First inning, reached on an error by the shortstop to lead off the game. And tripled twice. The first pitch to Teppe misses outside for ball one. Oyamada, the third cart pitcher of the night on the mound. Second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Just foul of third base. Teppe batting .317, 2 home runs, 18 RBIs. 2 of those RBIs coming tonight in the second inning when he tripled in 2 runs. That was his first triple. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. Oyamada came in the sixth inning, struck out all three batters he faced so far. Next offering just misses outside, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman comes in, fields the ball, throws to first in time for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Takasu. Takasu batting .299. No home runs, 17 RBIs on the year. Swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time. Out number two. So that'll bring up team captain, right fielder Isobe. Isobe so far, grounded out to second, hit a base hit to right, and another base hit to right. The first pitch to Isobe here, misses down low, ball one. This is Isobe's 10th season. Next offering taken for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and grounded to first base. First baseman comes in, the ball bounces off of him and goes into foul territory. He can't find the ball. Isobe seeing that, rounds first, heads into second, and is in there before Kurihara can figure out what happened. So Isobe has a two base error by the first baseman. First baseman Kurihara came in, the ball went up on his arm, bounced in, went straight up and toward foul territory. Fernandez swings and misses the first pitch. Batting .321, 14 home runs, 40 RBIs. Three RBIs tonight so far. Next offering swung on and missed, strike two. Fernandez doesn't look like he's completely there now. But Kurihara looked up, didn't find the ball, looked toward the field, and that's when the ball came down in foul territory and started rolling toward the first base dugout. Next pitch taken for ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. And by the time Kurihara got to the ball, Isobe was at second. Next pitch fouled off Fernandez's foot. Ball rolls toward the third baseman, who fields the ball but doesn't have a play. Fernandez shakes the foul ball off. And the next offering swung on and fouled back and out of play to the right side. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. Two down, nobody on here in the top of the seventh inning. Oh, sorry, one runner on. Runner at second base. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Fernandez looking a little more ganky than he did the first couple of pitches. Was Fernandez just playing, wanting two strikes on him the first two pitches? Because he looked serious there. Next pitch misses inside. Fernandez backs out of it, stumbles forward. That brings the count to 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Four foul balls now by Fernandez. Next offering, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. We'll do 2-2 again. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded foul to the left side toward the third base dugout. Ten pitches by Oyamada to Fernandez so far. 2-2 count. Runner at second base, two down. The 11th offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Oyamada came in, struck out the side in the 6th. Got two ground outs to start off the 7th, then an error by the first baseman. Allowed Isobe not only first base, but also second. Next offering misses outside, ball 3, full count to Fernandez. So the Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side and past the third baseman into left field. Base hit. Isobe rounds third, heads into home, and Fernandez cruises into second base with an RBI double.
Come in.
So, Fernandez, his 4th RBI of the night. 2-run home run, a sacrifice fly, and now a 2-out double to left. That brings up Rick Short, who takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike 1. Batting 340. No home runs, 14 RBIs. Second offering inside. Appeal to the first base umpire says Rick held up his swing. It looked kind of like one of those swings where you're getting out of the way of the ball, if anything. Third offering misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. And the next pitch, taken for strike two. 2-2 the count. Rick so far today grounded out to short, struck out swinging, and hit a comebacker to the pitcher, which bounced off the pitcher for an infield base hit. Fifth offering, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right side. The 2-2 pitch, Rick swinging late at that, well, deciding to swing late at that, but pulls the ball to the third base coach on the inside pitch. Oyamada comes set. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. So, Fernandez and Rick really making Oyamada work here in the top of the seventh inning with quite a number of foul balls. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the third base coach. And we'll do it again. Eagles lead this one by a score of 7-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Ninth offering by Oyamada. Misses high and away, ball three. Two strikes, three balls the count. The Shobu pitch misses inside, ball four. So Rick draws a base on balls after battling off quite a number of pitches. Cranking up Oyamada's pitch count. And pitching coach is heading out to the mound to have a word. Oyamada, here in his second inning of work, has thrown 48 pitches. Allowed one hit, struck out three, walked one, and there's been an error. Brown Kantoku pacing in the first base dugout. So after getting the first two batters here in the seventh inning, an error, then a double, put one run on the board for the Eagles here in the inning, and now a base on balls to Rick, puts runners at first and second, two down. Sekikawa, in his 16th year as a professional, takes first pitch outside and low for ball one. Sekikawa in this game after center fielding starter Makida was hit in the back of the head by starting pitcher Romano. Second pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One and one the count. And Seibu takes a 5-1 lead over Hanshin. Next pitch misses low. Third base umpire says no. Sekigawa didn't swing. That's after six complete at Koshien Kyujo. Lions now leading 5-1. Throw over to second base, and they get Fernandez trying to slide back in. Fernandez picked off of second base for the third out of the inning. So Sekigawa will lead off the eighth next inning. And after six and a half here at Muscat Stadium, the Eagles take a 7-2 lead. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hiroshima Toyo Carp will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 in their order. Morikasa, Kuda, and Amaya. Maeda sitting on the bench tonight, ready to go in if he can. Morikasa batting .299 on the season, one home run, six RBIs. Swings at the first pitch, lifting it to the left side in foul territory. Third baseman short, back behind the third base coacher's box, makes the catch for out number one. So one pitch, one out here in the Carps' lucky seven. And that brings up catcher Kuda, batting .241 on the season, one home run, five RBIs. Flown out to center twice tonight. Swings and fouls the first pitch off and out of play to the right side. The second offering swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Fernandez giving chase and makes the catch in foul territory. So three pitches and two foul outs. That'll bring up Amaya. No, it won't. We have a pinch hitter for Amaya. Number six, Asai. And he's swinging at the first pitch, fouling this one off to the third base side. But the ball goes just a row or two into the stands for strike one. Asai in his 17th season with the Carp. And he takes the next pitch for a called strike two. The next offering. Ooh, not exactly sure where that one missed. Maybe a little inside. Nonetheless, two strikes, one ball the count. Next offering, misses inside ball two. 2-2 the count. This is actually the pitcher's spot in the order. When Oyamada came in, he came in the number 8 spot. Fifth offering, misses for ball three. The appeal to third base that Asai had swung on that inside pitch. Third base umpire says no, so we have full count. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. We'll do it again. Suenaga, who came in as a pinch hitter for Feliciano earlier, stayed in the game in center field. Center fielder Amaya came out. And the next offering called strike three. So Asai goes down looking. At the changeup, at the knees. And so the Carp go down in order yet again tonight. After seven complete now, the Eagles lead this one by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lead this one by a score of 7-2. They've scored 7 runs on 8 hits while committing no errors. Hiroshima has scored 2 runs on just 4 hits while committing 2 very costly errors. The Eagles, this inning, will be sending up Sekikawa, Shiokawa, and Fuji. Sekikawa was up to bat when Fernandez was picked off of second base last inning. So he'll get a clear account. And is that Hayashi or Lean coming in? Number 53, Hayashi. And his first pitch to Sekikawa misses down low for ball one. The second offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike one to Sekigawa. Sekigawa coming in to replace Makida after he was hit in the back of the head. Hayashi's next offering misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Makida was taken off the field on a stretcher and away from the stadium in an ambulance. We still haven't heard his condition. Next offering, swung on and grounded, a high ground ball off the front of the plate. Third baseman misses the ball. Shortstop fields the ball, throws to first, but not in time as Sekigawa dashes by the bag. So an infield base hit by Sekigawa to lead off the top of the eighth inning for the Eagles. That'll bring up shortstop Shiokawa. First offering, Shiokawa showing bunt. Pulls back and takes strike one. So far today, Shiokawa has sacrificed, grounded out to second, and struck out looking. Second offering just misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. Oh. The first pitch was a ball. So that's ball two. Throw over to first base. Sekigawa dives back in. Well ahead of the throw. Third offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to the second for one. Relay to first is in time. 6-4-3, double play. So, leadoff infield hit is erased with the double play. And that'll bring up catcher Fuji, batting 185 on the season. Takes first pitch up high, ball one. Fuji so far tonight has walked and scored in the second inning and the fourth, grounded out to third, and struck out swinging in the sixth. Fouls next pitch off past the third base bag. 1-1 the count. The Bay Stars have tied the Oryx Buffaloes. They're in the top of the ninth at Yokohama Stadium now. 5-5 that score. Fuji hits a long foul ball to right. hitting the wall just in foul territory, right of the foul pole. Second or the next offering swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder going back and just in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number three. So a leadoff hit. A race on a double play and a fly out to left. The Eagles are down in order here in the eighth. Going to the bottom of the eighth, the Eagles continue to lead this one by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Carp, they'll be sending up numbers 9, 1, and 2 this inning. Suenaga, who came in as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning, will be leading it off, as he stayed in center field. He'll be facing Ichiba, the starting pitcher for the Eagles, going the distance, it looks like. In other games, Nippon Ham has broken through, scoring 2 runs. Leading the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 2-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Suenaga's first pitch, or the first pitch to Suenaga, catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Ichiba's next delivery misses just a little inside. Ichiba has a very quick pace on the mound while there's nobody on. And for the most part, there hasn't been anybody on for the Carp tonight. Next pitch fouled off. Slow dribbler to the right side. Ichiba into the windup. Next offering swung on, grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball. Throws to first in time. And we have one away. That brings us back to the top of the order. And second baseman, Higashide. Ichiba's first pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman fields the ball just in front of the second base bag with his momentum going towards short. Turns, throws the ball, and it's not in time. Infield base hit by Higashide. Ooh, that was a very close play at first base. Second baseman Takasu having made another tremendous play earlier today, stretched out and grabbed the ball backhanded before it went into center field, but unable to throw the batter out. That brings up shortstop Soyogi. Ichiba steps off the rubber, looks Higashide back. First pitch to Soyogi. In there for a called strike one. Seibu, as I reported earlier, leading Hanshin by a score of 5-1. They're in the top of the eighth inning there at Koshien. And Ichiba's 100th pitch is fouled off the catcher for strike two. Ichiba has given up just one base on balls tonight. While striking out six. Two strikes, no balls, count to Soyogi, and he goes fishing for a pitch way outside. Strike three. The pitch was way low and outside. Soyogi reaching for it, unable to get near the ball. And that's the seventh strikeout of the night for Ichiba. And we'll bring up right fielder Shima Akagujira. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Shima so far has hit a base hit to right, grounded out to third, and reached on a base on balls. Second offering also misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Lotte leading the Giants by a score of 4-2. They're in the bottom of the eighth at Chiba Marine Stadium. And SoftBank has tied Yakult 3-3. They're in the bottom of the eighth there at Yahoo Dome. The third offering to Shima is swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Third baseman is giving chase, but the ball goes just a row or two into the stands. Above the third base dugout. The one strike, two ball offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to first, and the side is retired. So the Carp get an infield base hit, but nothing to show for it here in the eighth. Hiroshima's down to their last chance. As we go to the ninth, the Eagles lead this one by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Eagles, here in the ninth, they'll be sending up Ichiba, Tepe, and Takasu. Ichiba batting for himself here in the ninth inning against fifth cart pitcher Hiroike. Hiroike, having thrown in 18 games, has a 2-0 winning record and a 6.11 ERA. Ichiba for the Eagles, going for the complete game, leading this one by a score of 7-2. It's unlikely Ichiba's up there seriously trying to hit. He's all the way as far away from the plate as he can be. Swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. 0 for 5 on the season. Next pitch outside, swings and misses. Doesn't come anywhere close. Strike two. And the third pitch. A complimentary swing and miss by Ichiba. Strike three. Ichiba wanting to get back on the mound and finish this game off. Goes down swinging. That brings us back to the top of the order in Tepe. Next to Ichiba, Tepe has been the hero of the game. Reached on an error in the first, later scored. Then hit back-to-back triples. Takes first pitch here for a called strike one. Next offering, called strike two, up and away. Two strikes, no balls the count. Left-handed Hiroike on the mound for Hiroshima. Next pitch misses up high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. Hiroike comes set. And the next offering, swung on and missed. Strike three. A slow curveball fools Tepe. And that'll bring up Takasu. First offering, swung on a miss, strike one. Takasu tonight has hit a sacrifice bunt, flown out to center, singled up the middle, and grounded out to short. One RBI on the night. Second offering, swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Two quick strikes on Takasu. Eagles have a 5-run lead. The third offering in there for a called strike three. So Hiroike comes in and strikes out the side. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. Hiroshima's last chance as they trail this one by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Muscat Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles leading the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 7-2. Carp have a 5-run deficit to come back from. Looking at other games in interleague play today, quite a number of teams have already come back from their deficits. Yokohama was down 5-0, but have come back and tied Oryx 5-5. Ichiba going for the complete game here, and his first pitch to number 4 batting Arai in there for a called strike one. Arai batting 255 on the season. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Two quick strikes on Arai here in the bottom of the ninth. This is the heart of the Carp order. Catcher Fuji sets up way outside. Ichiba throws to him for ball one. The fourth offering is down the middle there, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Now Ichiba's in there to challenge him. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side again. The next pitch just misses outside. Ball two. 2-2 now the count to Arai. Yakult has taken the lead back from the SoftBank Hawks at Fukuoka Dome. Next offering to Arai swung on and hit into right field over the second baseman. Base hit. So Hiroshima, leadoff runner is aboard here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara has struck out twice and lined out to short. Lotte has taken a commanding 7-2 lead against the Giants at Chiba Marine Stadium. They're batting in the eighth inning. Kurihara batting 3-10 now after going 0-3 tonight. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Fuji's chest. Arai holding at first base. Seibu now leading Hanshin 7-1. Hanshin batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nippon Ham leading Chunichi Dragons 2-0 at Nagoya Dome. Also in the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch lifted to the right field, into the corner goes the right fielder, and the ball bounces up against the fence before he can reach it. Long foul ball, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses high and in. Ball two, one strike, two balls the count. Ichiba usually having a very fast pace on the mound, but with the runner at first base, greatly slowing down. Next pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. evening the count at 2-2. Nobody out, runner at first base. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning here at Muscat Stadium. In Kurashiki. Two-two pitch. Just misses the outside corner. Ichiba wanted that one. That brings the count full to Kurihara. Throw over to first base. Arai back standing up. Ichiba has his sign. Come set. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and missed. Strikeout. Kurihara strikes out for the third time tonight. And that'll bring up number six batting, Morikasa. Morikasa has grounded out to second, has doubled, and fouled out to third. Ichiba's first offering just misses below the knees. Ball one. The second offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play. Evening the count at 1-1. The third pitch misses inside and low, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. And the fourth offering to Morikasa misses high and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Hiroshima looking for some way to get back into this ball game, trailing by five runs. 7-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ichiba's next offering swung on and hit into foul territory and to the left side, and the ball goes up past over the bullpen and out of play. That brings the count full to Morikasa. Ichiba, come set. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. The left fielder comes over in foul territory and in front of the shortstop makes the catch for out number two. So the Carp are down to their last out after a leadoff base hit by Adai. Carp have been held. Strike out to Kurihara. And a foul out by Morikasa. Last chance is being held by catcher Kuda up to bat. And he swings at the first pitch, lifting the ball to the right side. And in foul territory, it's Fernandez making the call and making the catch. Kuda on the first pitch fouls out to Fernandez for out number three, and the Eagles have won. Eagles feasting on Carp tonight. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Eagles. 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors for the Carp. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me tonight, live or via podcast. Please feel free to share the broadcast with your friends, family. And I hope to see you again next week. Until then, take care.